Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Bye. Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
We love talking to Danny Parkins. It happens every week at this time, 1 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Of course.
By the way, it feels like we're nibbling around the edges of a decision regarding Caleb Williams that might impact how Bears fans refer to him for the next, like, 15 years. People are starting to talk nicknames.
All right, Mako.
Spidey. Dragon Slayer.
Bojack.
Speedy, let's go, man.
Sandman, you got it now.
Let's go, Hitman.
You got it, man.
Let's go, Predator.
Let's go, Beast.
Hey, Dino Dex, let's go, man.
D-Walk,
go, man.
Juggernaut, let's go, man.
Let's go, Bay.
Hey, Bay, let's go, man.
Hey, Governor, V12. Let's show them all cylinders today, huh?
I saw someone commented and called him C. Willie. I really like what I said on TV, but I'm obviously biased because I said it. I think he is the one. And you could play, like, that clip of Morpheus at Soldier Field.
Ow. He is the one.
It's like Neo in the Matrix dodging bullets. And I just feel like we have to nudge fans in the right direction on what this nickname could become.
Caleb is just,
well,
Caleb.
You don't need a nickname.
No, it's too cool. I mean, just Rome is Rome.
When I saw C. Willie, I became very, very concerned. Grody needs to be going around to people at House Hall and asking how many people call. Like, can we get some boots on the ground reporting
Wasn't
here?
Wasn't that your nickname in college? Mayor Johnson, if you know what I'm saying.
No. I know what you're saying, and I'm not going there.
Okay.
I've come up with so many nicknames.
I got nicknames for you guys, too. His nickname's Hoss.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I don't think it's that easy to come up with a nickname. That's just me. And I like the one from the text line. C-Note seemed pretty good. But he could also just be Caleb Williams, and that's okay. I remember the days where quarterbacks had to have a one-syllable first name. This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. Thanks to Robbie Triano for that open. Ray Diaz, our producer, Brandon Pryor as well. And, of course, we began talking about the quarterback, but it's because Caleb Williams brought up something very interesting when it came to his Wednesday availability press conference. As much as we talk about reading the field, as much as we talk about read progression with quarterbacks, how that is a time-honored tradition in the NFL, you can talk about every single one of them. You can discuss whether or not they're holding on to the ball too long. You can discuss whether or not they're scheming somebody open. It's really a choose-your-own-adventure at this point. But I know we've talked a lot about timing. I've said before that one of my main objectives now for the rest of the season is seeing how well Caleb Williams will climb a pocket, seeing how well he throws over the middle. You know, unfortunately, I think that's where height can come in to hurt you a little bit in the league, but guys get around it. So the question becomes how. And Marshall, Caleb Williams said something that yesterday regarding all of this, I think put both of us on alert for perhaps different reasons.
My one eyebrow went up. I want to be clear. Just one eyebrow, not both. Because
can
I was
you
like,
raise one right
wait,
now?
Did I hear what I think I just heard? And I did the little, you know, go back 15 seconds. I was watching on YouTube, the press conference. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, Caleb Williams is making it sound like he's doing so well or so much better than he was that he's almost going too fast in the way he's processing things. And when I heard it, I was like, that's interesting. No, let me scratch that. That's intriguing. Wait, no, let me cross that word out too. That is fascinating because if this is true, that means Caleb Williams is much closer to the brink of a breakthrough that will take him to elite level than I thought he was. And I was giving him, remember, the entire season under Ben Johnson to see where we are maybe a month from now, 5 or 6 weeks from now.
And I feel like we always have to qualify this by saying, I don't want Tyson Bajan to replace him. Okay? Is everybody cool with that? How many times do I have to say that? It's like our disclaimer at the beginning.
Do you feel like that's something that people are even thinking about at
point in time? Oh, yeah. So for the, and those people don't even really listen anyway. They just like, they're like a bad search engine. They just hear like certain words and then fill in the rest. But for those who do, just know I'm saying that. I think about though, when I heard him say that, I do think that he throws a fastball. He throws a plus-plus fastball. There's zip on that thing. You know, again, more objectives that I'm watching is I'm trying to see when do you ease off? When in the timing with your receivers do you then therefore throw a touch ball? You know, something where you know the ball's going to get there, but that still speaks to accuracy. A lot of times you can describe it. Tim Jenkins does a really nice job, especially this week, our quarterback guy, who we have on Tuesdays, he does a really nice job talking about timing and what that means. You know, in baseball, a lot of people think that launch angle is really just a function of timing. So in this respect, I do think it is worth talking about because I do think that perhaps speed is an issue for him. And we see that when it comes to the velocity at which he throws a lot of the balls. So here's what Caleb Williams had to say when it came to reprogression and how he's seeing the field yesterday.
Ben said earlier, he's like, sometimes just training you to stay in there like a tick longer to be able to make the big play. How do you train yourself to do that?
Yeah, it's interesting because you get the whole process is like, let's get the ball out faster. Let's, you know, get through the reads. And, you know, sometimes I get through my reads actually too fast, you know, maybe because of leverage or maybe because, you know, the covers that I'm seeing. And, you know, sometimes you just need to hang on, you know, we got special guys. And so sometimes you need to hang on it and let it rip. And then other times, you know, it's, you know, there was a play that I actually avoided a sack, but I could have thrown a touchdown this past game. And, you know, it's so small things. It's like, you know, just the big plays right there. I saw it and, you know, I was about to rip it and I just saw, you know, color flash. He was running right at me and I tried to get out of it, got out of it and, you know, threw incompletion. You know, it's those things that, you know, the next level and something that I talk about with coach all the time is, you know, that's the next level is, you know, I do have this ability to get out of stuff, but also, there's going to be times where, you know, it's just going to drop back and, you know, let's deliver a ball. And I've done it, you know, every so often or whatever, but, you know, just doing that more often and, you know, just finding the balance is tough, but, you know, that's what we're searching for.
I meet that with a little bit of skepticism because number one, we've heard Ben Johnson talk about how when he's focusing on receivers too much, like that was a discussion a couple of weeks ago with Roma Dunze, perhaps Olamide Zaccheaus a part of this too, that then it was he's focusing on his primary read, which is fine. Like you can do that. You don't get an award for reading the field. Perhaps your team gets a trophy at the end of the season, but it's not necessarily first things first when it comes to quarterback evaluation. It is a big part of it, but so that was said. And then I think about what I'm seeing, where I'm seeing his eyes. It's especially notable when you're watching the all 22 at the same time, because you can tell by shoulders and head position if whether or not there's a case where he could throw to the other side of the field. Some quarterbacks are better than others. But I say all this to say, if that's the case, I understand that It could be. But the bottom line is, then the timing is still off. So you can say this, and we can give you the respect that comes with saying this to us and taking your words for what they're worth. But then we're also trying to match film that meets that. And I don't necessarily know that I have enough to say, how am I seeing this play out?
I took what he said as part of the development that he's undergone this year and him making strides, because he talks about like what the next thing is for him to figure out that balance of staying in the pocket too long versus taking off and running versus trying to make a play downfield. Obviously, number one thing you want to do is avoid a sack, right? And that can mean a different thing on a different play. Sometimes if a blitz is coming, that sack threat is imminent a lot more so than if it's just regular coverage, a four-man rush, right? So I'm interested to see if he takes what he's talking about and if he's really figuring things out 1 week at a time, one game film run at a time, what that means for this week's game against Brian Flores and that defense that we know can be all blitz or let's lay off the blitz like we saw back in week one on Monday Night Football. And I'm now, through the lens of what he just shared with us, I'm going to be watching the game for that specifically, because I talked about the fact that this team needs to score 30 plus points a game probably to make a run here in the back half against better teams, at least until they get their best defenders back. And I think this can unlock that if he is on the precipice of taking that next step.
This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we are talking about Caleb Williams saying that he gets through his reads too quickly. Our segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I want to believe him, but I just don't have a ton of tape that indicates it. And that shows up in different ways. I'm willing to admit that and understand part of that with the game. But regardless, it's still him saying the timing is still off. And I think the reason I'm a bit skeptical still as to how this plays out is because last year there was a big swoon from Hallis Hall to tell everybody that the cadence issues were fixed. And based on the pre-snap penalties that plagued the Bears all season last year and are still an issue this year, I don't think that that's the case either. Not as much as maybe they want them to be. That doesn't mean they're not working on them. That just means that they aren't fixed to the point where I would call it fixed. I don't think your current head coach would either. So that's why I say this and I'm going, well, if that's the case, then how do you try to fix that then? But the speed of the ball at which he throws would indicate that that's part of it. And I like what one of our texters is saying when it says 815, agree with that too fast. He reminds me of a basketball player that plays too fast or hard and gets lost in the flow of the game. And that's okay. 773 says, I think what he meant is he's rushing his reads, which is not a good thing. He's looking, reading too quick and getting off guys before he should be. So I think that's fair too. All of these things are worth discussing. And the fact that he's even willing to tell us this is also a good thing. It's just, I think sometimes people have a tendency to say something might be fixed when it's not. or maybe that's the case how they see it, but maybe, you know, the game tells a different story.
Yeah, I think the important thing, going back to what he said at the lectern, it's not like he said, we figured this out. He said the next step. So that lets us know that he doesn't think this is like a point where he's gotten to the solution. I agree with what 773 said when he talks about rushing his reads. And the fact that he brought up the leverage and the way that the coverage is dictating some of where people are going to be and when they are going to be open. I think if you look at a guy, let's say he's your first read, he's not open yet because of the specific coverage. And then he's going through the reads. He may should have stepped and stayed with number one, but he's like, okay, there's pressure coming. I got to get out of this. And a lot of that is the fact that, you know, this guy did not get sacked. He was pressured over a dozen times on Sunday, but he did not take a sack. So there's that balance right there. Yes, I want to throw for the touchdown, obviously, on the one play, but I had to get out of harm's way.
And number one objective that we know is do not get sacked. That's number one. And that has been happening. So now it's, okay, now I'm avoiding getting sacked, but now I feel like I'm moving off of somebody too quickly.
Exactly.
But that also does contradict then the discussions that have happened where they say, well, he keys in on Rome, he keys in on Olamide, and Ben Johnson said, well, that's because those are his primary reads on that play.
Right. That's why I'm saying if it's
so that's different.
Well, no, but if it's the primary read, but you're not getting you're going through that specific read too quickly. Because now you've been told, hey, use your legs too, and also you got to stay alive. But also, when you use your legs, don't use your legs too quickly. There might still be a play to be made downfield. That's a lot to balance. And what we watch on TV is very different than, like you said, a flash of whatever coming at him. He's got to make a decision.
Well, and I think Caleb is a businessman. He's really good at being able to identify objectives and identify in a professional manner when he speaks. You know, what people want to hear, and not that he's giving lip service, but that he understands what part of the conversation is. But regardless, it's still a timing thing. So until that gets figured out in a more efficient manner, and I believe that comes with reps, I'm not concerned he can't do it. I think he can. This is still where we're at in the process. The game hasn't slowed down enough for him yet. And I do think he still focuses on guys too often. I mean, I don't like picking on Olamide Zaccheaus here, but I think he's a good example of how that occurred and played out during the game
related,
on Sunday.
Related, 269. Why is C-Dub not in the conversation? I like C-Dub because Dub is a win and C-Dub.
Well, and Rome calls him C-Will, right?
Is that what he calls him?
I think so.
Okay.
Theo Bennett calls him C-Willie.
Which is a play on C-Will.
C-Willie is terrible. I cannot abide by that.
But here's the thing. I'm deferring to them. I'm not going to be over here being like, random woman on the radio has spoken. I give you a nickname. Danny, he's got a little more clout. But me over here, I ain't doing all that.
I think Danny's trying to make fetch happen.
Yeah, we are. We call CeeDee Gardner Johnson CeeDee because that's what he wanted to be called.
Hey, I respect that.
And then
man.
I've gotten a lot of comments on various social medias like, it's CJ. And I'm like, no, he told us CeeDee. That's our job.
No, I think we're doing the good job. But again, I think Danny's trying to make fetch happen, and that's just not.
So are you saying Tyson Bagent's the guy?
Stop. See why we were doing so well, Robbie. The fact that you felt like you had to give that disclaimer, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Because people will be like, didn't you say this? And I didn't say anything like that. They're like, Layla said Justin Fields a generation. No, I never did.
Name, C-Dub is my leader in the clubhouse.
You're just a bad search engine. Listening is a skill.
Tyson's a stud.
So is reading the field. So is listening to what people have to say. So we do it all together, and we try to figure it out. And if you're smart, you get benefit to the people who need it, the benefit of the doubt. And that's what we're trying to do here. You just heard Robbie Triano. Ray Diaz is one of our producers as well. Of course, you talk to Ray on the phone when you call him. Be nice to Ray. He's nice to you. Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. As we mentioned, Mark Grody is part of our crew joining us today. He's at Hallis Hall. You can hear Mark at 12:45. You can join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. Our video team, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. Cody Westerland also in the house as well. And you can text and call us when you talk to Ray, 312-644-6767. And yes, please make some jokes like 847. Layla, why do you hate Caleb and love Bagent? Bad search engines, all of you. Coming up next, you're on Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. I do want to go back to something that Caleb Williams said after the game on Sunday. It was a really good question talking about how he leads. And I think that that is as important as anything. So let's examine it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show. Middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This next guy, man, he's got ice in his veins. And if you don't believe it now, you just wait, man. The best is yet to come, 18. Here we go.
This goes to everybody in here. It's not just me. I mean, offensive line, you know, I mean, hell of a game. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I took that one sack in the beginning, but hell of a game to y'all.
When it came down to it, we needed each other. We always come through every single time.
That was Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, and the Bears after the game, after they beat the Giants 24-20. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And Caleb Williams' numbers reflected exactly what he said. 20 of 36 in the air, 220 yards, a touchdown. And then he ran for 63 yards and a touchdown as well. That was key as to how the Bears were able to come back and win the game. And I think after a game like that, you do get a lot of really good answers from coaches, from players, from everybody who wants to talk about not just what's going on, but how they see this thing coming together. We've revisited a lot of what Roma Dunze has had to say throughout the week. I thought he had some really good comments in the locker room. And I also think that Caleb Williams at the podium really told us a lot, not just about what was going on, but again, kind of like similar to yesterday, how he sees himself, how he sees the game, and how he sees all of that coming together. So he was asked about his leadership. And I think there are times where quarterbacks get asked about that. And we try to force the issue. You know, sometimes guys are more quiet. They're not necessarily that person. But I don't think there's a leadership concern on this team. And I think it was nice to hear somebody who I think thinks out of the box a lot of the times, to his credit, had this to say.
Caleb, how do you make sense of this offense? You know, you struggle for 3.5 quarters.
Yep.
Turn it on at the end. How do you know kind of what's real and what's not?
Yeah, we know who we are. We know we're real. We know that, you know, some of the issues we had today were just may have been a drop here, may have been a drop there in certain moments. And it's, you know, those are frustrating moments, but it's something that, you know, those moments happen. And so you don't waver. You don't lose the confidence. You stay right where you are. You understand that those moments are going to happen. You keep trying to lead your guys. And then from there, when it hits, you know, you just keep harping on that. You know, here we go. We had a you know, a few drops towards the end, and you know, you don't put those guys down. You don't go over and like curse them out or anything like that. You encourage them that it's time to make a play. And I need y'all. I need y'all right here, right now. It's time to go win the game.
It sounds like Caleb is understanding the moments and how different points in the game matter more than others. I think he was born for that part of it. He's every kid in their backyard. We're down 7. There's only, you know, 2 minutes left on the clock. I'm leading a drive. And, you know, in your imagination, you're doing it. Except for this man's doing it in real life. He's doing it in real life. You know, less than 4 minutes to go and trailing, his quarterback rating is 139. 139.
That's unreal.
It's very real when you talk about the other parts of the game, but in that situation, and I think Caleb has a calming effect on his teammates. And now that they've, you know, pulled off four, you know, fourth quarter comebacks, everybody else believes, everyone's on board. And that is part of leadership, not just talking about it, but being about it. He's doing it on the field.
When you can give an example like that too, that's when people, you know, really believe. Like, that's when they understand. The examples match the productivity that's on the field. The examples match the final score. You can point to that scoreboard and say, this is a result of that behavior. It also is a huge difference from when we sat here, Marshall, you and I, talking about the objectives at training camp and in the offseason with body language. Think about all the discussion surrounding body language. And people initially thought that meant DJ Moore, who I think, just look at the blocks alone that he's had all season long, all game long in each of these games. And you can understand why I was skeptical that that was the case. But Ben Johnson had mentioned quarterback when it came to the body language issue. And then how was that going to play out throughout the season? And frankly, I didn't blame him. Did you, for being frustrated last season? Would you blame any player for being having body language that would indicate this is not ideal last season?
I've grown more and more in line with what Ben Johnson was talking about on the answer to a very specific question, which is, what do you think you could take away from what Caleb Williams experienced last year and bringing into this year? And the answer was basically nothing. He played. That's it.
Well, I mean, you know, it's the mindset of lessen the sacks, you know, try to understand that last year shouldn't define you. And then not just that, but unlearn some habits that I think you probably leaned on in college that then leaked into your NFL game, because the voice that was telling you what to do may have not been the one that was the most accurate for success.
The sack thing is huge, because that's like the big number, maybe the biggest number you could look at from his rookie year. And to understand that over the last four games, this man is averaging one sack taken per game. That's insane almost when you really think about it.
The difference. I think it also just comes down to, there are ways as a coach to help your players reach that objective. Run the ball. Call more run plays. And frankly, that should have been done in the game to begin with on Sunday. But when you do that, when you prevent a team from being one-dimensional like that, you want to run and pass, then you're going to get fewer sacks because they don't know what they have to commit for on the defensive side of the ball against you. When you run the ball effectively, that is going to, of course, lessen the amount of passes you have to throw overall. We see how play action works. The Bears are the second team in the league who uses play action the most, which makes sense because that's where we see a lot of the successful plays. The bootleg, for example, where he ran him for the touchdown, a good example of that as well. So all of that goes hand in hand for me. But there is definitely responsibility on the part of the quarterback to make sure it doesn't happen. And even while he's focusing on all the things that we've talked about, and even what he said yesterday to everybody at Hallis Hall, to be able to give an example where you know what your job is, not just to throw the ball, but your job as to the person people look to and want to know if you think that we can do this, that's a really good example of understanding how that works and how it's played out in the results that we've seen.
With him, you're just looking for the continued growth, and you have to be satisfied with what you've seen, understanding it's year one under Ben Johnson. I know a lot of people are like, well, his completion percentage isn't what Ben Johnson wants. It's 70%. And, you know, he's 29th in the league in completion percentage. I'm not sitting here dancing around the fact that he has not been as accurate as he needs to be.
Would you say you're dancing in the pocket around that?
Well, he's dancing in the pocket. He's out here moonwalking in the pocket. He's doing anything, everything. Again, I was watching what was the video that the Bears put out about him in the pocket, like not getting sacked? And
the Bears put out a lot. If you don't know about the YouTube channel for the Bears, you need to learn. The Bears YouTube and IG are some of my favorite sources for just random Bears video.
But they're basically highlighting the fact that this man did not get sacked. I know he got sacked early in the game, wiped away by penalty. So guess what? It's not a sack. It does not count in the official
ledger. But you have
ledger.
Heard of me.
Yes. I've heard of
sacks. You are referring to the Houdini video that was in black and white where he was being elusive. You know, all the highlights of him eluding all the sacks. Yeah, it was awesome.
Did they play it to Dua Lipa Houdini?
No, they played it to some old-timey
sounding. It's old-timey. It looks like some 1930s.
Like when Houdini was around.
Yeah, yeah. Black and white.
It looks old.
Black and white, yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like with the freckled video.
Okay, look. I'm into this. I'm into this video treatment and producing.
Yeah, so understanding that's one reason why this week specifically, because he's faced the Vikings before. He's obviously faced Brian Flores' defenses now three times in his career. And to go to their place and have to show off his arm talent, but also his decision making and processing. It's like, how much closer are we to where he needs to be able to go on the road and win a game at Minnesota?
At Minnesota. That's a perfect pump him up. That was Coach him up Marshall for sure.
Skull.
Did you mean to get him to coach him up Marshall?
I didn't mean to get him to coach him up.
What's wrong with coaching him up though?
One, that's not my job. That's number one.
But what if you're a natural motivator?
You know what? I'd rather motivate the fan base in the city of Chicago and to have everybody on board to being excited about what happens and us not knowing what's going to happen, but be excited about what could happen, the possibility. And I'm not saying like hope casting and wish casting. I'm just saying this is...
No, I would say you're living in the known. Yeah,
I'm definitely living in the known. And the known here is that the Bears, I don't know what you did with your little graphic with the color and all that stuff.
It's in my book.
Okay.
It's
okay.
In my notebook.
Okay. Well, that exists. And so... It's something for Bears fans to even be able to have the ability to be this excited about their team this deep into the season. I want to remind you what we were doing at this time last year.
Yes. Where do you want to begin?
No, but what I'm saying is...
Where were we into the 10-game losing streak at this point?
It was pretty early. It was relatively early.
So we still... Oh, God. Is this the year anniversary of the Arizona game that we both hate?
Bears. I don't know if it's the Arizona game. It might be the Patriots game. What was the game directly before the Lions game?
I can't. The Thanksgiving Day game. My head. This is Raheem Harris and Grody, by the way, on 670 Sports. No, it is a. Okay, so Arizona was Sunday, November 3rd, 2024, and then.
Yeah, New England. It was New
Your
England.
Most hated of the games.
Yeah, the most we didn't even show up game was New England. That's like they didn't even show up. Remember what New England's record was going into that game?
Which game in the Bears 2024 losing streak was the one you hated the most?
It's definitely the New England game. That's when I knew they were cooked. That's when I knew it was over. I didn't know that they were cooked after the Arizona game because things happened in that game. And you're like, okay, we'll correct it. Instead of correcting it, they came back. And they played a Patriots team that was bad. Is that head coach still there?
No. The Patriots at the time were 2-7 on the season.
And the Bears record was what? 4-4?
And they were 1-4 away. The Bears were 4-4.
Yeah, they were 4-4. So that's why it was so pivotal. It was like, okay, you get right against a 2-7 Patriots team at home. You're 5-4. You're looking at things very differently. When they lost that game, I was like, oh, this season's over. It's done.
I mean, there was so much quit in that game. So yeah, that's where we were a year ago. The dark place.
Yeah, I was in Vegas watching that game. It was a good time.
Well, Vegas is nice.
It was warm. Toasty even.
You were in a better place.
I was in a better place, but the Bears were not, and neither was this fan base. And now we're seeing a chance to go on the road to Minnesota. And I'm telling you, Layla, if or when, however you want to phrase it, they win this game, the emotions will be high.
Yeah, this
and the hope will be higher.
This glossy playoff graphic that Ray used color ink on for
me. It is glossy.
Will be even more believable because then they will have won their first divisional game this season, by the way. And we have something that we want to tell you about that's a pretty cool event here at 670 The Score, and you can be involved. Keep listening for your chance to win to Football After Dark. Tickets we will give out. It's at Moretti's in Bedford Park on Tuesday, December 2nd, with special guest Nashawn Wright. I'm hosting, so I get to ask Nashawn Wright a lot of questions. It should be a really fun event. It really was last year. It's all sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com. And it's brought to you by Remy Martin, VSOP. This is my city.
Isn't there like another way, though, you can get in on that action?
Yes, there is. I'm going to be at Captain Jack's Beverages. That's at 15211 Cicero Avenue in Oak Forest next Thursday from 5:30 to 7. You can join me there and register for your chance to win a pair of passes to Football After Dark. So if you don't make it on the call, you can join me there, register for your chance to win a pair of passes. And that is also brought to you by Remy Martin. So that'll be fun. That's on December 2nd.
You're everywhere.
The event.
You're omnipresent.
We try to get outside when we can.
I try to stay inside, but that's just me.
No, that is a lie. That's a lie. The lie detector determines it. Hey, Marshall, what are you doing this weekend?
staying my tail inside. What are you talking about?
Except you're not for to work set purposes. The score. Okay, except then where are you purposes. And where are you working?
I got to go to Mount Carmel for a football game. And Mount that Carmel is and Lincoln Way East. It's a big game.
That would be outside.
No, it's and inside
then,
a stadium.
And then what are you doing Sunday?
Going over to ABC7 and hanging out. Also inside. These are inside places, not
but
outside.
Does that sound like it's kind of no? The lie detector.
Outside
if
is
we're
when you're
on
in the
Maury,
streets.
Who's the parent here?
No. When you're at a bar or a restaurant, you're outside. I'm at neither of those things.
No, I do. Yeah, that does outside. Happen. Yeah. Well, this is a liquor store. Does that count?
Yes, that's outside.
All right, let's go outside. Let's go outside next week.
Are you doing shots with the people next week?
No. Oh. I don't drink before I have to do a show the next day because my brain doesn't work as well.
Oh, okay. That's disappointing.
That's how I roll. I need my brain to do all the stuff. Coming up next here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Cubs, what are you doing? Can you explain it to us? Because we don't really know yet.
Do something.
That too. So we're going to ask the question, but are you sure about that? Did you really learn the lessons you wanted to learn from the trade deadline? Because the actions don't necessarily match up. We're going to take a look next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
There's searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll be on the phones a ton. We'll try to be as creative as possible. I think there's some years that it's really obvious, you know, the handful of guys you're going to target, the sellers are obvious. I think this year is going to be a year you kind of have to be a little bit more creative.
You sure about that?
But are you sure about that, Jed Hoyer? Because I want to believe you. I want to believe you real bad. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I'm going to wish cast this when we have breaking news on The Score. It's brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
Wait a minute. Are you wishing that we have breaking news about a big Cubs signing? Is that why you said that I'm going to wish cast this?
Why, Marshall? Why ever do you ask? Well, I couldn't possibly be hopefully speaking that into existence.
Seems like that might be the only way we get it comes.
I know that this is something that also raised your eyebrow yesterday when you heard Jed Hoyer speak at the GM meetings.
Both.
Both eyebrows?
Both eyebrows on that
Not
one.
Not just one, but two?
Right.
Dang. Dang.
Because this is my face.
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're not afraid to age for that facial expression. That's how you know.
Oh, yeah. I need the Botox, huh?
No, people's faces should move. Don't mess. I mean, do what you want, but I haven't done it either yet. I'm cheap and lazy. Getting back to the concept, though, of raising your eyebrows because of what people are saying. I didn't mean for this whole hour to be examining like this, but it's kind of turned into it. But here's my main question. When the Cubs say that they learned lessons from the trade deadline, where they said they wanted to go after pitching and the market did tighten up, you knew it was coming because you anticipated this in the offseason, where you didn't do a ton. Not when it came to pitching, not like that, not like you talked about at the trade deadline.
Soroka.
And Kittredge, who got traded back to Baltimore for cash considerations. So then, you get Michael Soroka. That was the actual sound of the handshake between Mike Elias and Jed Hoyer. So then, now you're saying, oh, the offseason is going to be more pivotal. And Jed Hoyer talked about that at the end of the year. And then he says that he wants to focus on starting pitching. But then when we start looking at the roster, knowing that they've already appropriately extended Colin Ray, you and I both understand that he's not necessarily a defined starter. But pending a healthy Justin Steele, when you go out and you offer the qualifying offer of $22 million to Shota Imanaga, that's not exactly saying you want to do a ton of things different. And it's not as formatic is how they had to, and formulaic is how they had to extend the qualifying offer to Kyle Tucker. You know, those are two different things in my mind. This was saying you're running the risk of having him come back to the team and you're going to pay him more than you thought you were previously were this year. So when you heard this, what were you thinking?
My honest assessment of listening to Jed Hoyer in his entirety, right? And the message that he was getting across was remembering to last year, the trade deadline did not go as they had planned. There weren't the pitchers available at the prices they thought that they were going to get them. So they had to option for a Michael Soroka as opposed to maybe a frontline starter, a younger guy who still had much, much more consistency and upside.
Seth Lugo got extended, stayed with the Royals.
There's a number of guys
Sandy
that they could have targeted.
Sandy Alcantara is still a Florida Marlin.
Ooh, number
Miami
of guys.
Marlin,
there are so many good pitchers that were not dealt. And not just the Cubs that didn't deal for him, just other guys. Like maybe the biggest deal was Shane Bieber, and he was a guy that wasn't even cleared to pitch at that time. He was still on rehab assignments.
Who just picked up his player option, by the way.
As he should. As he should. But the bottom line was, what we were told was that, hey, this didn't happen as we thought it was going to happen, the trade deadline. And so my message from that, just that part in and of itself was, guess what? The trade deadline isn't as guaranteed as it used to be. If we want to make major upgrades to our team, it has to be done in the offseason through free agency and trades then.
So then tell me about how you heard this. Jed Hoyer at the end of the season press conference saying that he regretted not making a bigger move at the deadline. Let's hear Jed say that. Let's go back and listen.
I think if you do this job and do it well, I think you're constantly thinking about what else you could do, and that's natural. But I do feel like when I think back on the most obvious thing that people talk about when we were starting pitching at the trade deadline, and honestly, like, I haven't really thought about that much since early August because I know what the market was. I know how tight the starting pitching market was. I know to acquire players I thought could impact a pennant race, it would have cost us players that impacted our second half in a big way on the team. And so certainly there's moves going back years that you think about in terms of how you can continue to get better. And I think that, you know, my job is to just keep getting better at this job every single year. So, of course, I think about that. But when it comes to the trade deadline, I don't, just because I know that what the market was and I know what the prices were. And I also know that other teams weren't able to acquire that kind of pitching talent either.
That means teams were asking for players on the major league roster for those pitchers we were just talking about. Guess what? In the offseason, that price has not gone down. But now, maybe you're more willing to deal them, except for all I hear is priority pitching, priority pitching, priority pitching.
The market's price is not your price. Period. Paragraph. The market's price has not been the Cubs' market's price. For a long time, the Cubs' price and what the market price are for the talent that they desire are two different things.
But these aren't luxury items. This is going to the grocery store and getting eggs. If the price goes up, it's not like you're buying less eggs. You're still buying eggs.
I've made that correlation many times. Even once on this radio station. It was the day before they got Dansby Swanson. Just because you want the price of something to be that doesn't mean it is. The billionaires decided that they wanted to make the price of a lot of what you want higher.
So now
I'm talking about baseball players, but I could be talking about other things.
Well, now the question becomes, well, so what does that mean?
Is what do you really want?
Yeah. And what are you willing to pay for it?
Because you can say all this stuff, but what indication do we have that you're actually going to do the things you say you want to do? You're going to have to adjust more than they're going to adjust to you. So what does that look like?
It looks like they're going to have to make some major trades if they're not willing to spend major money to get better on the field in 2026.
I agree with A47. Bieber could have done better as a free agent, but he made his choice. And that's kind of interesting, too. So, yeah, I mean, I know he wants to do this stuff, and Jed Hoyer says it. And it leads us to believe certain conclusions whenever he says he wants to do something and they don't have the leeway to be able to do it. But we have to question, then what's going on? Because other teams also made deadline trades for starting pitching, and it was in that similar market space. Yeah, that's the hard part, too, is, okay, so when you do have what you have, are you doing the most with the resources that you're able to do? And I don't know if the answer is yes yet.
TBD on that one.
I'm still waiting to see what's happening offensively. We have more coming up on Raheemy Harrison Grody here on 670 The Score. Coming up next, let's talk about this more with Russ Dorsey. He's at the GM meetings. So what does he know about what the Cubs want to do and what the major free agents in the league want to do? Scott Boras spoke, so we'll listen to it all. We'll also talk to Russ about it all next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.